This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thinking of the draft, friends over at Arrowhead Pride were talking about the new Sports Illustrated mock draft and just more about the running backs. And like, I don't expect you to maybe have your name of the back that you for sure want the Chiefs to draft yet, but is everybody out on a first round running back? I am. Sports Illustrated has the Chiefs drafting one at pick 31. We all know the Clyde Edwards-Helaire pick, the hype around it. I don't think it was a disaster, but it obviously was not warranted. He did not perform at a level warranted with the 31st pick, right?
Sure.
But
if they could go back in time, they would not make that selection.
Travion Henderson mocked to the Chiefs at 31.
Okay, so
out of Ohio State, another reason why I don't know if it'll happen because they don't draft Ohio State players.
Like the back interested in Travion Henderson, first round, I was trying to decide how this would make me feel. Because fundamentally, the way that they took the running back the last time, like I kind of get the plan. Like, I get Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, and an elite-level running back with Patrick Mahomes. Offensive line be damned, we're getting ready to score some points. And to the maybe 2 weeks ago conversation we had, that the offense you could most closely emulate was the Detroit Lions. Well, the Detroit Lions have a game-breaking back, and Jahmyr Gibbs, you once again bring that into the fold. I do fundamentally get how it would work. But also, you are just as likely to get a star running back at pick 90 in the NFL as you are at 31. So why the hell would you take one at 31 under any circumstances? I'd hate it. I'd pretty clearly hate it. I don't want to be overly dramatic because I don't think I would just like panic, freak out. I would try to think about the positives that could come out of the offense. But if they really took another running back at 31 for the second time in 5 years, why? There are other positions to get. They better be Derrick Henry. They better be one of the five best running backs in the league if you take one at 31.
Yeah. The reason I think that they would have this is, I don't know if you can get, I don't know who you'd get at 95 anymore because Amarian Hampton has apparently gotten so hyped up. He might be top 15 as well as Ashton Jeanty. And then Quinshon Judkins could potentially be in the second round. So you, unless they draft one in the second round,
well, that's fine.
You're potentially falling out of, you're losing out on Jeanty, Marion Hampton, Travion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins. Maybe you get Scadaboo, but I don't know how he fits exactly with the system.
I'm not interested in Scadaboo.
I wonder where Devin Neal ends up going. Do you get DJ Giddens? I mean, that might be your range could end up being Ollie Gordon,
fine.
DJ Giddens, or Devin Neal.
Yeah, I'm fine with the second or third round running back. I also don't know. Like, this is the first, by the way, the first mock draft that has the Chiefs. There's Arrowhead Pride's been keeping track. 88 of these. First mock draft that has the Chiefs taken a running back at pick 31. I'm not saying they're wrong, but like, this is definitely the outlier of all outliers of the mock drafts.
I'm just trying to decide how you'd feel.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel great. Do I think Travion Henderson's a decent player? Yeah. Does it mean that I think he stinks? No.
I think he'd be really good, actually, with the Chiefs.
And he might.
Really good.
I just always wonder with Andy Reid, will they utilize the running back also enough to make the pick valuable at 31? And I get it. To me, you should not draft someone because of a whiff earlier. in your history, which is kind of part of the thought process that I'm trying to get over with Clyde.
Just forget about the Clyde thing and just think about it from an offensive perspective.
Correct. You know,
the logic applies the same as it did the last time.
True. Yep. But I know the fan, I don't think fan base is going to view it in that light. Now, the consensus position across mock drafts is tackle. 39% of all mock drafts to the Chiefs haven't taken a tackle. 22% defensive tackle, 11% edge rusher, 10% guard, 8% secondary, 4% wide receiver, 3% tight end. And this is the 1% of all that hasn't taken a running back.
I know it's a minority, and it's a minority for a reason, but I think we should probably remember that Brett Veach was willing to do it once. Like, the fact that he didn't think picking a running back in the first round was too crazy. I think that there's part of them that is still chasing. I still think they're chasing the high that was the full season and then the first beginning part of a season of Kareem Hunt in the offense with weapons. And they have the weapons. And they technically have a starting five offensive line. It's not as good as the one then, but they have weapons and they have a decent offensive line, at least on paper at the moment. And they're trying to chase that feeling of remember what it was like. And even though they didn't use Kareem Hunt in some like, but did he lead the league in carries that year? I mean, when they had the right back, they did take some heat off of it. And the here's the only argument I would make for it. If I were going to try to justify this 2.5 weeks from now, and the Chiefs with the 31st overall pick select Travion Henderson or whoever, I don't know, Quinton Judkins, whoever, with their first round pick, the one argument I would make for it is I still think they put too much on Patrick Mahomes to supply all of the offense. And at least for the longevity of his career, for the stability of the offense, for the ease of the offensive line and pass pro, taking heat off of him isn't the worst idea I've ever heard.
Of course not. Now, we're going to talk about this during the Chiefs Red Half Hour. You know, if you look at the strengths in the draft, running back is one of the two or three positions everybody says is strong. That's another reason why I don't like it in this year's draft, though. Is, and I understand, Drew, you're saying that some guys are moving up the board, but everybody still says
that's the only reason it makes some sort of sense.
Yeah,
it makes no sense to me. Why are they moving up the board if there's just like endless amounts of them?
I think it's because
a few select are. Just
in,
there's a few
in terms of the hey, we have another back. We could get a Jahmyr Gibbs. We could get a guy that can just effectively break things open. That's kind of what Amarian Hampton is.
If it is deep though,
why would you take
second
one in the first round?
Second or third round?
And, makes sense.
Even if that means that Giddens goes late second round, okay. I think I like that pick more than a first round pick at 31. I don't want to call it necessarily a reach. I don't even know if it's a reach as much as that. Is that where the Chiefs should go in the first round? A lot of this is what we don't know, which is Brett Veach in love with Travion Henderson from a prospect perspective? And if he's there at 31, then it's a different conversation. Is there somebody else?
I guess we have to look.
We just don't know. Yeah, we just don't know that. And we'll never get the real answer on that. And that's the part we don't know. The Ohio State thing, not that I'm saying they will never, but part of it is so they're going to take a running back at 31 and they're going to take it from a school.
So they're going
to
break
from a school they've never drafted from before. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
I still don't understand. Like, is that just like the weirdest coincidence of all
time?
Probably
a little bit of both.
Like the Ohio State thing, because they put a lot of NFL players.
Bink has a theory
in the league.
Well, Brett Veach joked a couple years ago about that
Big Ten schools.
It has to do with Big Ten schools and their pro days, and he's like, basically, the times are a little off in the Big Ten, a little off in the Big Ten. They don't buy some of the numbers coming out of the Big Ten,
like for the run, for the 40s or anything.
In fairness, isn't that why you go to the pro days yourselves and time the stuff yourself?
For sure.
I mean, in fairness,
for sure. No, that's a fair point.
But it could just be that,
and a lot of the stuff, the NFL, the people, like the scouts do all the stuff. It's not, like Ohio State, you might know, hey, the guy is listed in the program at 6 foot, 290 pounds, but he might be 5'11" and, 265, whatever the case. I know those numbers sound really weird. But anyways, like they always gas the numbers, but they're NFL evaluators at the pro day, correct? Yeah. And at the combine, it's not like you're trusting Ohio State's guys to give you the right measurements.
I'll also say that like they're one of the best 5 to 7 teams in the draft over the last, that's bare minimum. I would probably argue better, but let's just call it one of the 5 to 7 best teams in the NFL draft over the last 5 years. So them not drafting Ohio State players is not the thing holding them back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.